Praise waits for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn, and you have so provided them. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Master and Heavenly King, you are a great and patient vine dresser, but too often your people put your patience to the test. In ancient Israel, you brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, by signs and wonders, and you planted your vineyard on a very fertile hill, in a land flowing with milk and honey. You cleared it of stones, clearing out the Canaanite nations before your people. You set your law as a watchtower in the midst of it, shining light as a path for all people. Yet your people embraced idols and did what was right in their own eyes. They only produced the fruit that sounds virtuous, but in fact have been corrupted into its opposite. You looked for justice, mishpat, but found bloodshed, mispat. So you removed your hedge of protection and your people were exiled into Babylon. Yet you are a patient and loving God, so you graciously brought them back into your fertile vineyard, watering it with your word of life. But instead of faithful Israel, Your vineyard brought forth Pharisaical Judaism. Your people became confident in their own righteous flesh instead of in your great mercy. They became confident in their circumcision instead of in the grace which that sign promised. They became confident in their genealogy instead of in the promise which flowed through those generations. So when your prophets, your servants, came to call them back to repentance, they killed one and stoned another. Finally, out of your abundant love, you sent your very own son, but him they likewise killed in order to protect their treasured inheritance, their confidence in the flesh. As they rejected your son, so you rejected them, left their vineyard fallow, destroyed their temple, demolished their city, and gave your vineyard to your church, to a people producing its fruits. But too often we today likewise test your patience. This nation was settled by your people seeking to worship you in spirit and in truth. Yet, like ancient Israel, we have elevated our own idol, absolute personal freedom, each doing what is right in his own eyes. And we have therefore produced fruits which only sound virtuous. We have produced anti-racism and tolerance, which in reality embrace racial prejudice and foster intolerance of your word. Please, as the smoldering dumpster fire of presidential politics creeps onward, let this nation not be set ablaze. Have mercy on our president and first lady, and on the thousands of others in this land who struggle and suffer with COVID-19. Be with their medical professionals as they minister your healing touch. Lord, we pray, do not abandon this vineyard. Keep it, prune it, and make us produce your fruits yet again. For ourselves within your church, too often we also produce Pharisaical fruits. We elevate ourselves by our virtue, our prudence, our purity, our service, our inner righteousness. And in doing so, we reject the righteous cornerstone of Christ. Help us to consider these all as rubbish in order to gain Christ and his righteousness, which comes not by law keeping, but by faith. In this life, strengthen us through our sufferings with the power of Christ's resurrection, that we might thereby be confident even while this evil world mocks and persecutes. It did the same to you, so give us our share of your suffering, making us like you in your death, so that we may finally attain the resurrection to eternal life. Lord, you made us your own, so strengthen us as we strain forward to what lies ahead. Strengthen Dennis as he ministers to his brother. Have mercy on Karen's sister, Erin, with her back pain. And be with Gary's sister, Diane. As we all run the race you have set before us, may we all press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, producing the fruits of our great and patient vine dresser. But may we never forget that you are the vine, we are the branches, and it is only through your life in us that we produce our fruit for you. And so, to the glory of the Father, with confidence by our union to the Son, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we rise to recite the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by the Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven,
and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, holy, holy.
our Lord Jesus Christ, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully, through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you. This is our cup. There is no other. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.